Keith Powell from 30 Rock is joining us online right now. Hi, Keith.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. It's a rainy day here in New York, but it's still pretty cool.
It's still, yeah, good thing summer is still here. So, yeah, let's talk about this thing that's happening on Twitter right now. It's, like, the Old Spice guy and Alyssa Milano. Like, what's happening? Explain to me what's going on.
Well, you know, the whole thing kind of started, oh, God, I'd say about a month ago. I had just started on Twitter and, you know, was tweeting stupid little things. And I was following, you know, a lot of hot women on Twitter, as most men normally do.
Well, duh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I saw that Alyssa Milano was doing this back and forth thing with the Old Spice guy. And so I ran into my bathroom, I took off my shirt, and I shot a little video that basically said, you know, Alyssa Milano, if you want to flirt with a hot black guy on television, I'm readily available for you. And Alyssa saw that video and wrote me back, and she had challenged the Old Spice guy, well, really Procter & Gamble, who owns the Old Spice, to donate money to the National Wildlife Federation for her. And so, you know, like a stupid dude, like a lovesick dude, I went, I'll do that. I'll take up that challenge. So I've been raising money for the National Wildlife Federation by people going to a website. It's called firstgiving.com/realkeithpowell, and you can give anything from $1 to $1,000, whatever, however much money you want to give to the National Wildlife Federation. It goes straight to the National Wildlife Federation. I never touch it. And then, if you're lucky, I make a video about you, praising you and telling you how awesome you are, or how crazy you are, or how crazy I am. And occasionally I'll reenact The Lion King and call Simba a douche and take off my clothes and, you know, act stupid.
Wow. I don't even know. I'm almost hoping that I don't get a video just from the way you've described.
Some people really appreciate it, and some people decide it's a little too much for them.
Yeah, wow. And just for the record, though, you do not have my email address. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct.
But, I mean, seriously, the Old Spice guy, I mean, his 15 minutes are up, isn't it?
his name is Isaiah Mustafa, and he used to be a sports star before he did Old Spice. So, you know, anything's possible, man. I think people were saying his career was up when his sports contract ended. So, I don't know. Next thing you'll know, this dude will have a sitcom on NBC. I will not put it past him.
No, or he'll
a beautiful man.
Or he'll be on Jersey Shore with Snook. I don't know.
You never know. Please don't ever utter those words to me again.
No. You know, and it's funny because just last week on our show, well, it's actually this week, but because we're taping this ahead of time, our web poll question on the show was, are you on Twitter? And, you know, we're getting feedback from people about, you know, how addicted they are to it. So are you're addicted now then? Is that what happened?
Twitter is now my new crack. And for everybody, I want everybody to follow me at Real Keith Powell. Because I say some really loopy things. I do some pictures from the set. I was on the set of 30 Rock the other day. It was our first day back, and I started taking a whole bunch of pictures, and Tina is looking at me like, Keith, what the hell are you doing? Why are you taking so many pictures of yourself? And I go, this is for my Twitter page. This is for my Twitter page. I don't think she got it. I don't know. So, yeah, Twitter for me is now my new crack, and I do a lot of updates on it and share a lot of pictures and crazy stuff.
You really? Okay, so you've got, what is it? So shirtless videos, you're taking pictures of yourself on the set. I mean, I don't know what's next. I don't know that I want to know what's next.
I'm embracing this beautiful thing called the interweb. Al Gore invented it, and I'm just living in Al Gore's world.
He did. And if you ask Bush, it's internets, isn't it?
Right, it's internets.
That's what he said,
no,
yeah.
Googles. I think he said Googles.
The Googles, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, we've got to get back to the music. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Keith Powell right after this. All right, Keith Powell from 30 Rock is still joining us on the line right now. Keith, you know, we were talking about your whole Twitter battle with Alyssa Milano, and I guess the bottom line is that they definitely need to have help with the Gulf cleanup. Is that sort of the underlying message on a serious note?
Yeah, I mean, to be serious about it, the whole thing all began with me just trying to get attention from a hot girl.
Yeah.
But to be absolutely serious about it, the Gulf, what we're doing is raising money to help clean up the wildlife that have been affected by the BP oil spill. For the first, I'm like addicted to CNN. I watch a lot of CNN, and for the first month of the oil spill, I kind of just turned the television off because I wanted to avoid it. I was living in some sort of denial. And then, I started seeing that, these birds and, a lot of the wildlife were being killed and covered in oil and needing baths and things because of this devastating spill, and it's not something that's going to go away, not even probably within our generation. I mean, it's going to be around for 20, 30 years, and we need to do everything we can to help it. So,
and so one more time, the way we can get involved to help, what do we do?
You go to firstgiving.com/RealKeithPowell.
All right.
And then you can see, I've made a video every single day for the month of August. You can see all of my crazy videos. You can see the original video that explains the whole thing. And you can donate like $1 or, $1,000. I'm doing this new thing where if you donate over $100, I will be your outgoing message on your cell phone voicemail. So, I can record your outgoing message by saying, "Hi, this is Keith Powell from 30 Rock," and say something very twofer-ish, and leave a message after the beep for Jake.
Wow, look at the personalized service. You mean business, don't you?
Man, I'm ready to clean up these birds and get Alyssa Milano to fall in love with me.
Have you met her though? Like, what's the deal then? You've met her, or you still haven't met her, or have you?
I've met her. Her and I have talked a couple times. We've run into each other at different award shows and stuff. But we really didn't know each other until this whole campaign.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got just a quick second then to chat about 30 Rock. You're back in studio. The show is back in a couple weeks on NBC. What's happening with the gang there?
Well, I don't know if everybody knows that we're doing a live episode.
Yes.
Of the show. I'm really looking forward to. I'm really excited about that.
That's coming up. That's in October. Now, for those who watched Will and Grace, it's the sort of same thing, right? You're doing two live shows, one for the East, one for the West.
Yeah, exactly. And we're doing two live shows. It's going to be shot from the studio of Saturday Night Live. And I think it's just, we want to kind of do something special. I think it's been a couple years in the making. We've been trying to figure out a way to do it for a while now, and Tina and company and the writers have really finally hammered it down and figured it out, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
So that's coming up in October.
September 23rd?
September 23rd is the start of the new season, and your live show is in October, is what I was told. Is that right?
That is correct.
Do I have it right? Okay, so we'll be checking that out. And we can always, I guess, check your Twitter page for all the updates.
Do it, man. Please, come to my Twitter page, at RealKeithPowell. I need as many admirers as possible so I can spew forth my insanity.
We'll be sure to check it out. Keith Powell from 30 Rock. The new season again starts September 23rd, NBC. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate it, man. Thanks.